40 Wings post-game interview.
We normally have the great Zach Tuohy, but now we've got the real
great
Irishman.
Zach. Oh, the other
the
one.
Real Irishman. O'Sheen Mullen has joined us on K-Rock Football, and he has got the biggest smile I've ever seen. That was a fair game.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty cool game. Good atmosphere. The crowd was insane. Biggest crowd I've ever played in front of. Top last year's prelim, but it's just unbelievable to get the result.
We were talking to Tom Atkins about the fact that the swings and roundabouts of the game. There was a few times where it looked like you had control, but the Hawks came back, sort of had to settle you. You had some great moments throughout the second half.
Yeah, we did. Obviously, the start of the game, we started pretty slow when they got on top. Greg got behind them. We built a bit of momentum, but we dragged it back. And, yeah, coming through the fourth quarter, there's a few times it seemed like we were getting a strong enough lead and they'd get one or two back to make it a contest again. But thankfully enough, we finished it off and got the job done.
Osh, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Kingy, Benny Cass and Nealty joining you from the K-Rock box. Firstly, we just need to reflect. 2 weeks ago, we had some imbecile in the box called Zach Tuohy completely lose the plot when you kicked a goal. I understand you've seen the footage.
Yeah, I have. I've seen the footage. It was pretty epic. I had a good laugh at it. Reggie was up and about. I'm not sure he did teach me how to snap, but it was more drop punt when I was learning the ropes from him. But, yeah, no, it was great to see. I'm not sure he topped Mark's reaction to the goal, but it was very funny to watch it afterwards.
We marvel at the stories of the Irish players, and obviously Reg and Merrick have played in a premiership, and you'd love to add yourself to that. What are you feeling right now after going through a preliminary final and knowing in 8 days' time you're going to be back here playing for the biggest prize in Australian sport?
Obviously, there's quite a bit of excitement and stuff like that, having family and things here as well. It's cool for them to all see it, but yeah, just looking forward to kind of soaking it all in, seeing what the experience is like. I've heard it's a pretty busy week, but just trying to save energy for 8 days' time.
You just have to lay off the Guinness this week, O'Sheen.
Yeah, definitely.
Just give it one more week before you really absolutely launch onto it. Do you know how many people were here tonight?
Was it 99,000?
Yeah, 99,597.
Yeah, it's a good crowd.
That is an enormous...
What does Croke Park hold? Does it hold about 80,000?
Yeah, it's 84.5, I think, is the official attendance. But, yeah, I've been nowhere near that. When I played in Croke Park, it was during COVID, so empty stadiums.
Well, you've had an absolute doozy tonight in front of nearly 100,000 people. Can I tell you, you've had more tags in a department store. Do you enjoy tagging?
Sometimes. When it's going your way, it's pretty enjoyable. When you can kind of feel yourself getting on top and the opposition kind of slumping down a little bit, it's quite nice. It's a little rewarding. Obviously, when they're on top, it's not as fun.
When you're getting on top, do you sort of go the little niggle, like sledge niggle, or do you just keep it, you just in case it comes back and bites you on the arse?
Yeah, no, I feel like it's a safer option to say nothing, because it could very easily come around and bite your nails.
Can I just ask, now that the game's done, you obviously knew, when do you find out who you might be playing on?
Not too early. I think we had main training Wednesday, maybe.
Yeah.
I found out on Wednesday. Tuesday, sorry.
And it was going to be Watson. So what sort of things, can you just give the listeners an insight into, without giving away too much, what sort of things were you trying to control in terms of his game tonight?
Obviously he's quite dangerous, like around the contest, he just explodes forward, and like when it hits the ground, he's so low to the ground and so agile, and like he's obviously quite difficult to tackle, so it's just making sure, trying not to catch him high, but trying to stop him at the source as he like tries to explode through the contest and stuff, just trying to keep with him for pace, really.
Well, you've done a fantastic job. The job you did on McCluggage a couple of weeks ago was first rate, and tonight I think they ended up having to move Watson into the back line to try and create something. Just one last one from me before we let you go. Reg reckons that he's sort of only, you know, two putts away from being a pro. Is there any truth to that?
I'm not too sure. Reg reckons there's a statue of him in Port Leash as well. So,
so he talks a lot of shit.
You said it, not me. He's always good fun.
Osh, congratulations. Next Saturday afternoon, 2:30, Geelong versus Brisbane or Collingwood, and you're going to be front and square. We can't wait to see the 34 running around next Saturday afternoon. Congratulations. We're wrapped for you and look forward to calling all the action on K-Rock next week.
Cheers. Thanks very much, lads. Nice chatting to you.
Osh Mullen joining us there on K-Rock Footy.
40 Wings post-game interview.